This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The next 36 to 48 hours could be crucial for residents of Curry County because the forecast calls for the return of CHETCO effect winds. Those same winds were responsible for the rapid spread of the CHETCO bar fire last weekend, and the threat has led city and county officials to issue a pre-evacuation notice for residents of Brookings. The 100,000-acre fire is about 5 miles north of Brookings and has burned down 5 homes. Fire crews were able to make progress on containment lines over the past 2 days, but higher temperatures and lower humidity could hamper firefighting efforts over the weekend. Shelters for humans and animals have been established in Curry and Del Norte counties, and you can make donations to help those in need to the Red Cross and the Brookings Harbor Food Bank. Current evacuation orders remain in place for residents to the northeast of Brookings, while to the northwest, residents are under a Level 2 evacuation alert. Locally, fire crews continue to battle the Orleans, Ruth, Eclipse, and Young Fire complexes, burning to the north and east. The County Drug Enforcement Unit conducted a 3-day marijuana operation at sites in the Conklin Creek area near Petrolia. They confiscated more than 13,000 plants, 600 pounds of processed bud, and 3 firearms, along with numerous serious environmental violations. 2 men were arrested and booked, 22-year-old Alex Sandoval and Rodolfo Machado. Both men face a slew of criminal and environmental charges for the unpermitted grows. The County Airport Division is asking for the public's feedback related to air service in the county, and they have posted a survey to the county website. The county has contracted with an aviation consulting firm to study the county's airport operations, and the survey will help the consultants compose their final recommendations. The Airport Division has operated with a negative fund balance for the past 8 years. Caltrans performed one last major piece of work at the location of the slide that closed down Highway 101 north of Leggett last winter. Yesterday, a helicopter assisted by crew members who rappelled down the hillside installed metal mesh fencing over the repaired hillside. Caltrans closed the highway for about 45 minutes yesterday afternoon while the operation was underway, and you can view amateur video of the work shot by a stopped motorist on the Caltrans District 1 Facebook page. There is one other piece of news of interest from Caltrans. The agency has made it official. After more than 50 years of warning California drivers they were drifting out of their lane, the agency will no longer use BOTS dots, the plastic reflector pavement markers that rumble when run over by a vehicle. Citing maintenance costs, the fact that the dots last only about 6 months on heavily traveled roadways, and the risk posed to workers when replacing the dots, Caltrans will now use thermoplastic striping that is brighter and will last about 6 years before it needs to be replaced. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.